Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
They've stopped playing. The players with hands on hips are watching the cat run and zigzag all over the field. The black cat is at the other end of the field. He's
Black
at the
Cat
eight.
Doesn't know that it was last Thursday that was Halloween. Thursday
oh,
night
right.
football,
yeah,
not Monday night football.
He's a little bit late. Now he is sitting and looking. Now he's at the five.
He's Who brought
walking.
The cat?
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field. And the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Yeah, this is a black cat.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score. Funny stuff with the black cat.
And Daniel Jones was not the same after.
No. And he never will be.
Again.
Our thanks to everyone connected to the program. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, that means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustino.
I'm all about positivity.
That's what he does every day.
Oh, yeah.
The Wonder Grump is always there for us. And thanks to Kev Bo.
The cat is elusive.
He is one elusive cat. Yeah. And Ray, bless you.
Is he unemployed now?
No, he works here. And
no,
we
he
love
works
him.
A lot.
That's right.
He
and
doesn't
now,
even take Sunday off.
And
yeah,
now is the point
black cat.
Of the day where we welcome in Dan Burstein and Connor McKnight. Gents.
Morning, guys.
Why?
Good
morning.
I don't like cats.
Gentles all. Really?
Yeah,
why?
Because they're awful.
Oh, I like cats because they are, you know, they're wild animals in their hearts and they're plotting to kill you.
The whole litter box thing has always been very disconcerting to me.
Just yeah, I'm a dog
it's,
guy.
It's there, it's out there, it's in
guy.
Your house.
Cats and dogs,
always.
What's wrong with them?
I don't really like either one of them.
Yeah? You don't like dogs?
They're fine.
You like dogs?
I like dogs. I don't like owning a dog.
I like the idea that a cat could give a toss about me and is going to sit there and like stare at me.
Yeah,
I like
but
that.
But there's a box of
that.
Did you see the people posting on social media their cat watching the black
yes,
cat
I
on
did.
Monday Night Football
I
and
did see
going
that.
Up to the screen and getting as close as possible? Like, what is that?
Was there any dogs creature. Trying to attack the cat on Monday Night Football?
I'm that sure would be that fun. There were.
Dan Burstein taking the fun out of pet ownership was something I did not predict this morning.
How well, much, Dan?
You know what I mean? Although I should have.
Because liking dogs is one thing. But having one in your house for which you are responsible,
yeah, it's a different story.
Is another deal.
Then why do you despise goldfish?
I always liked goldfish.
Oh, you too. Oh, finally, we found a
no. I did. We always had fish. We had a freshwater tank. We had a crab in there for a while.
Crab.
We had a crab named Claude.
Connor, do you parrot that?
And then Claude died.
Do I parrot it? We had a cockatiel.
I'm going
Polly wants a cracker. Polly wants a cracker.
Yeah. We had a cockatiel that we named Mr. Rogers when
you
I was
did?
A kid. Yeah,
really.
Had, yeah,
was that your first pet?
Yeah, I think so. I was really little. We named it Mr. Rogers, you know, because the television show was so great. We had it for a couple of months, and then Mr. Rogers laid an egg, so we named it Mrs. Rogers after that.
What was the name?
What was the name? My dad just like stole it.
What was the name of the
store?
Street you grew up on? First Street.
Hartzell.
Hartzell
so up in Evanston.
Mr. Rogers Hartzell would be your porn star name.
That sounds right.
Yeah, mine. It was first pet in the street you grew up on,
or your mother's maiden name, whichever one's funnier.
Which
you
is know, also common.
No, my
for me,
I would have the funniest one of all. The worst porn star name of all time would be Puddles Warrington.
That's not bad.
That's why it's so good.
Worst or best?
I don't know. Here comes Puddles. Oh, sorry.
Well, that's where
it happened again.
We were doing this one time at Hell's Hall. I think Bobby Laguerre was something like Speedy Gonzales or something. It was hysterical. What was yours, David?
George Dalkey.
George Dalkey could actually be a professional actor.
$9.99 a month.
And nominated for the best supporting
George
role.
George Dalkey.
what animal was named George?
George had a beagle when I was seven.
Nice.
Hit by a car, crushing.
That's yeah. Wow. Puddles was a turtle, and
very
then
sad.
Puddles tried to escape, and Puddles died.
We had I would be Towser 82nd place. So that's not quite.
Yeah. It's
rough. Towser? Not quite. Towser was our dog.
She wasn't Towser?
I watched that movie.
No, Towser.
Okay.
T-A-U.
What kind of dog was Towser?
Towser was a beagle.
Well, you get a beagle,
Towser, too? Towser would run away. every day, and then I would throw a fit, and we'd march through the neighborhood trying to find him, and then he'd be waiting at the door when we got back.
Just doing a bit.
It was all like, but I never caught on. I was despondent every time. And
so you were like a dog summer, is when the owner leaves.
One summer,
right? Are you ever coming back?
I'm
we went to Ireland for the summer. Okay, my mom was from Ireland. We went back to the ancestral farm, and my dad would come for a week, and then he'd go back to work. And we got home, and we were like, "How's Towser? What's going on with Towser?" And he said that I gave him to a farmer. He's living out in a field somewhere, you know. And we cried the whole way home. It drove him crazy. But I never knew that meant the dog had died. I actually had always thought that the dog was on a farm. And my brother, I was like in my mid-30s. And my brother was like, well, you know what that meant. I mean, the dog died. It got run over or something. Dad wasn't paying attention to it. And I'm like, what? I was like, I went through the pain of that for the first time.
Oh, my God, that's
sad. And in my mid-30s.
I had no idea what happened to your dog?
I was a very young child, and I was told he was given to a farmer.
How young are we talking here?
I'm talking like 6, 7.
I wonder what other secrets are buried in there.
That's what I said.
Did you get another dog?
No, that was it. Never
no
had another
wonder
dog.
You don't like dogs.
I don't dislike dogs, well, but once bitten, twice shy. My heart was broken.
You were bitten by a dog?
Well, my dog was killed by the 2007 White Sox.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Right.
Remember that?
Right. Yeah.
They ran over him?
No, just watched two. Bad White Sox baseball killed
just
my dog.
Killed over.
Yeah, we took her into the vet. They're like, yeah, this is too much like Ryan Buckvich and whatever. The vet's like, yeah, this is clearly a case of White Sox, bad White Sox baseball killing.
Ryan Anderson.
Yep. It's like, yep, that's it. Get the injection out. End it. Because you can't subject it to any more of that.
Yeah, dogs are
they're fine.
They're fine.
Can't believe the dog died. I'm still not quite over it.
I'm still adjusting to that story. That's a pretty traumatic.
The majority of my life believing that dog was like living.
I still
think it's like running around on a field somewhere.
I imagine
that farmer probably did.
Coming up
it well.
As a young journalist, like doing some investigative work, trying to find which farm that dog would have gone to.
Exactly.
And interviewing the farmers. Yeah. Did you ever have a dog beagle named Towser?
Nexus search on all dogs named Towser.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's why you got into the business. Well, his origin story, trying to find that dog and that farm.
How dare they lie to me? That just tells you a little something about what I've been through.
I was going to say, there's the trust issue. It's like, if you're lying to me about this,
what else isn't true?
Is it better if that is a top five lie they told you, or if that's not a top five
lie? Yeah, I hope
they
to God
you.
It's a top five.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
I'd hate to think what was made. I'd hate to think how they got that meatloaf, if that was a lie.
No. Or canine, as they call. Oh, I call it a dog.
That's really sad.
I beg your pardon. How will you guys be resolving God's earth this morning?
Well, we gotta figure out what the hell is going on with these ridiculous Bulls. And
they're playing tonight.
It was
Anthony Davis is coming to town.
What's going on?
Maybe he'll stay.
He's coming back
after 7 games. 7 games. You had a whole training
camp.
The whole
it's very sad. To me, it's very sad.
After 7 games, the coach is already calling out his players. You're not trying hard enough. You don't care. You're not punching anybody in the face. It's just so stupid.
Why aren't you punching?
Hit people or something. And then play this cockamamie defense you can't play that I keep telling you to play. And don't know any of the opposing personnel. But it's your fault for not trying hard enough. Go punch the clock. Yeah, we're going to go rain here before I punch a clock. My God. Kevin Fishbane is going to join us at 10. Midday, midway, 10:40. Sage Rosenfels, that should be fun, at 11. Paul Charchian will optimize your fantasy team at 11:20 and all kinds of other fun stuff.
All right, guys.
Have a good show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.